Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is sponsored by R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice, a welcome addition to anyone's sleep routine. Pace Case, if you know me, and you do, you know that I'm working all hours of the day, all hours of the night. So the sleep that I do get has to be very good sleep. And I'm always looking for ways to up my sleep routine. Sometimes I'll read a book to go to sleep. Sometimes
I'll The Bachelor.
That book keeps me very awake. It's very engaging. That never puts me to sleep. I will sometimes just put down my cell phone after a long day of looking at a screen. It's nice to get some time away from the screen. I also will incorporate some R.W. Knudsen Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice. It truly makes you go to sleep a little easier. It's the thing you need to help you drift off into the dreamland.
As more and more people are looking to prioritize sleep, Organic Just Tart Cherry is having a moment thanks to Tart Cherry's potential sleep-related benefits and potential to aid in muscle recovery when you get those gains like clues. We're seeing this in the viral Sleepy Girl Mocktail trend on social media. R.W. Knudsen has a whole lineup of natural juices with zero added sugar, so you can feel good about adding them to your wellness routine. It's all about celebrating those daily wins. Organic Just Tart Cherry Juice is made from tart cherries, which may help you get a better night's sleep because they have natural melatonin.
R.W. Knudsen crushes only 100% real ingredients, so you can crush everything you do. Pick up a bottle at your local grocery store today.
It's the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses. This is the Game of Roses. Welcome to the Game of Roses.
Welcome to Game of Roses. This is Pace Case.
This is Bachelor Clues. We hope everyone out there had a great Thanksgiving. And now we're back with some Digging Deeper clips.
We know we did.
Absolutely. I had the best Thanksgiving of my life in Oklahoma. No offense to anyone who lives in Oklahoma. We have for you today some very delicious clips on this Monday. We have clips from Bachelor Happy Hour with guest Rachel Recchia, and we have then a Vial heavy program today. We've got clips from Vial Files with Wells Adams. We've got clips from Vial Files with Susie Evans. We've got clips of Nick Vial on Howie Mandel Does Stuff talking about us. That's correct.
Yes.
The great one went on Howie Mandel's podcast a couple weeks ago. And it was a podcast that I've been on with my friend Will for another podcast that I do called Dudesy. Howie Mandel played him a clip of my appearance talking about him during his appearance. So we have clips of the great one being forced to acknowledge Game of Roses, which is fascinating. And if you're on our Patreon, then you know I've already done an entire reaction video to Vial's appearance on this. So these clips come from that that video that I did a reaction to. But if you're not on our Patreon, check it out. It's all there now.
That was your live reaction. Now you've had time to think about the great acknowledgement.
That's correct.
Your perspective.
Yes, this is now a much more thoughtful take on the great acknowledgement and the two clips that you're going to hear from it. And then we're going to round out today's program with a clip from Not Skinny, Not Fat with guest TC, a.k.a. Tyler Cameron, a.k.a. the shining star of World's Sassiest Soldier Season 2. And this clip is, how should I even put this? It's a clip about the Beast, and it's a definite contract violation. So you're going to want to stick around to the end of this one for that. But let's dive in. Are you ready, Pace Case?
Yes. I'm ready for my third Thanksgiving sour grape.
This is
Digging Deeper.
All right, here we go. Clip number one. This comes to us from Bachelor Happy Hour. The guest was, of course, Rachel Recchia. This is from November 20th. In this first clip, Grocery asks Recchia if she thinks she got favorable treatment because she was the Bachelorette. Her answer may surprise you. Here we go.
Do you think you were treated differently because you were the former Bachelorette amongst everyone on the beach? No?
Not at all. I think even just looking at the other Bachelorettes coming down, I was always treated as like just, you know, as part of the cast. I don't feel like there was ever a hierarchy on the beach.
This is just sad to me.
Yeah.
Absolutely sad. Because you think back to Kufrin. Special treatment there? Oh, yes, most certainly. She was given fucking internet access to do research on Thomas Jacobs while she was on the fucking beach.
And a date card coming in.
Date card coming in. Recchia was there from day one. Never got a date card. She hasn't gotten a date card the whole time. She's gone on a few dates with other people who have date cards. She has not gotten a date card. Not only has she not gotten favorable treatment, she's gotten terrible treatment. She's gotten detrimental treatment. They have treated her like shit from day one. And she, again, you know, we've said this a million times on the show. She's a fantastic player. Her chemistry play, I think, is maybe the best we've seen since Courtney Robertson. What she was able to do to Clayton Eckert in her season. Obviously, we were watching her on Paradise Now. Even what she was able to do as a lead. And they just don't treat her like she's at the level of these other bachelorettes, in my opinion.
Do you sense that tone in this response? Like a little bit of sadness?
Yes.
Of like, I should have been treated differently?
Absolutely. When they made her go to Dancing with the Stars and sit in the fucking audience watching Gabby Windy dance, you could see it in her face then. It's like, God damn it. They're making me show up and do this. It's like, why am I not out there? And she'll never be given that opportunity. The Bachelorette's on both ends of her. Gabby Windy in her season, 19. And then you had season 20, Charity Lawson, both on Dancing with the Stars. She didn't get shit. Didn't get shit.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how badly they've treated her. And I think you can hear it in her voice here too. No, I was just treated like any one of the other cast members. And then she has to watch Charity.
Yeah, it was great. Never a hierarchy on the beach.
Except there is a hierarchy. She's the only crown there who is treated like shit. Three other crowns show up to do their guest appearances. Charity Lawson, Katie Thurston, the Sand Beast, Hannah Brown. They're all there to do their little dates. And they're treated like not members of the cast. They're more like guest stars, you know? They come in, they get a little bit of special treatment, they stay for a day, they do their thing. Recchia's got to fucking sit there and just grind out a goddamn season of these dipshit guys trying to hand her roses and all this stuff, and Braden fucking dropping the ball. It's just terrible what they've done to her.
Yeah, like they should have engineered a romance story for her.
Yeah.
It's absurd that she's not part of a couple that is lasting.
I agree. This season is produced very badly. We have openly discussed that. And if you stick around until the main course, some of those vile files, you're going to hear a very interesting take from the great one on that exact topic, the bad producing of Bachelor in Paradise Season 9. I can't believe he said some of the shit that he said, but we will get to that.
I feel like there is a clear hierarchy on the beach. They make fun of the night one players. They're like, who's that?
Yeah, when they're playing like the recap reel to remind you who somebody is, and the only thing they give you is a still frame with a red arrow pointing to someone's face in the background of whatever the shot is, it's like, that's a hierarchy. The producers maintain the hierarchy. They're the ones who create it and force you into whatever role you are given.
when PP is giving his ITMs and his Chiron says, the only narrator we could get, that's a hierarchy.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of hierarchy, let's move on to this next clip here. This one comes with a note from the Dark Seeker who compiles all these for us. Dark Seeker's note is, this comment comes from Joe at the end of a long interview where Rachel answers all of their questions. Okay, so keep that in mind. She's been peppered with these questions. And then at the very end of it, Grocery attempts to make this joke about Rachel rambling on for too long and then must explain that it's a joke, which means it's a bad joke. Here we go.
So we'll then have to wait and find out if Jordan V gets your rose or Tanner. Mm-hmm. My bet is on Tanner.
Really?
Yeah.
After listening to Rachel fucking ramble and confuse the fuck out of me at this point, I actually think it's Jordan V.
Well,
oh, she can't tell.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
And I'm joking when I say ramble. I mean that in like a nice way, even though I don't know how that came across. I should never do a roast.
Just digging himself in deeper.
Like a grocery.
Into this hole. When I say rambly, I don't mean like you're a total piece of shit, which you are.
I mean, think back to the days when Bachelor Happy Hour was Kufrin and Rachel Lindsay talking about race relations in America. And now we've got this. This is how far that show has fallen.
I feel like this is the happy hour we deserve.
No, this is not. This is the happy hour no one asked for or deserves or wanted or is even surprised to get once a year. This can't continue. If any of the producers of Happy Hour are listening, this can't continue. I get it. They're a success story from Bachelor in Paradise. Grocery should be on a clickbait. You do need two Bachelor Nation, official Bachelor Nation podcasts, in my opinion. You do need two. You need the serious one, which is Happy Hour, where you're asking kind of serious interview questions. Yes, you can have fun on that show too, but it's treated with a little bit more an air of authority that this is like the official Bachelor Nation podcast of record. Then you need a clickbait. That's the more fun, off-the-cuff one where you put personalities like Grocery. You had him in the right place. You should have kept him there. Instead, you promoted him to the big leagues, and I got news for you. He can't hang in the big leagues. You're hearing it in clips like this.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think this monologue is gold. You know, that was a joke. Can't people take a joke these days? I don't know. Maybe I should never do a roast.
Yeah. That's what you love to hear stand-up comedians do when you're at like a bad stand-up show and they're like, come on, people, it's a joke. It's okay to laugh. That's my favorite thing to ever see at a stand-up comedy show.
A comedian when they're like, this killed in Irvine.
Oh, low blow. If you know, you know.
A joke just for Chad.
Yeah, for me and like the 20 people that were in that room that night. Poor Jamie Kennedy. All right, let's move on. Now we are beyond our appetizer. We are heading into that main course with some of those Vile Files. We have five clips from Vile Files, November 14, with guest Wells Adams. This is the great one and the master of Bachelor in Paradise, the man who created it, the man who controls the entire show, at least in his own mind, Wells Adams.
Creator of the Truth Box.
God.
I'm sorry, guardian of the truth box, not creator.
Creator, guardian, purveyor, all of it. My Thanksgiving had a truth box element to it, which I will be explaining in my screams from the pit this week. So tune into that because
I saw some photos that I thought were going to be your scream, but
I mean, no, the photos were whatever, obligatory. My mom essentially initiated a truth box. I will tell you all about it in Screams from the Pit later this week. So be sure not to miss that. But in this first clip, Wells Adams is attempting to defend his comments about no such thing as a bad edit with some circular logic that actually ends up defining a bad edit, in my opinion. Here we go. Have you ever experienced a dry, itchy scalp or ever wondered why your color isn't lasting as long as your hairdresser promised? Well, unfiltered mineral-filled water could be the reason why. Did you know hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin? And that about 85% of the United States uses hard water filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in.
Known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, Canopy is dermatologist recommended. This unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water. Best of all, the Canopy-filtered showerhead is hassle-free, installation's a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement. Go to canopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy-filtered showerhead purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, Gore listeners can use our code ROSES at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Support for today's episode comes from OneSkin. If you have sensitive skin, you're going to want to hear about OneSkin's scientifically proven topical supplements. This is face, eye, body, shield, and it can all be used with any of their other products, which are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy. Their products are safe for sensitive skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe seal of approval.
You got to keep that skin glowing if you want to be keeping up the level of face play that I've got going on. And OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists. Their products are backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients or irritation found in other skincare products often. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ROSES at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ROSES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Gore and tell them that we sent you. Clues. Underwear drawers, they're not organized. They're like the Wild West, the final frontier of wardrobes. Mm. And there's no rhyme or reason to them. You got ones that are super old, different brands, etc. You don't know what to expect. But now I have felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies. And now I want to replace the whole drawer with MeUndies because those are my now go-to. I'm currently wearing their long sleeve shirt and my... which is not what this ad is about, but I am also wearing the super soft, sustainable modal fabric thong with no roll back waistband. You want that. You don't want it to be rolling. You don't want it to be showing. And I'm hooked. I don't want to wear anything else. It's all got to go now.
Well, this ad actually is kind of about that, Pace Case. Everybody knows MeUndies makes great underwear. It's in the name, MeUndies. But it's not just about underwear. You can explore the lounge collection featuring comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and a whole bunch more. And their Move Me activewear collection is the softest activewear on the market. There's no doubt about it. Right now, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/roses. That's MeUndies.com/roses for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies. Comfort. From the outside in. You go.
You said, I think maybe on a podcast or maybe your podcast.
On Hannah Brown's.
Hannah Brown's podcast. Yeah. That there's no such thing as a bad edit?
I said I don't really believe in that.
What does that mean?
Okay, we were really talking about like who should go on the show and who shouldn't go on the show. And what I was talking about was I think that you really shouldn't go on a show like that if you don't really know who you are, like if you're not super comfortable with like who you are as a person, because what I tend to find is when someone doesn't really know who they are or they haven't like kind of like emotionally evolved or matured to like be really comfortable with who they are, when they go on a show like that, they get really scared about how they're going to look. So they start pretending to be the thing that they think they're supposed to be. And then that just comes across as like super inauthentic. And I think the American public has been watching so much reality TV over the years that they can smell that out from a mile away. And then that comes across as villainous because they're not being true to themselves. That was kind of what I was saying about it. I mean, yes, of course, you can Frankenbite a sound clip to make it seem like someone said something, or they can take a clip of like you getting up and looking like you're leaving in anger, but really you were going to the bathroom or something like that. Like, I totally get that. But the like creating a villain out of nothing is, I think, a really hard thing to do, because at the end of the day, you do need to have the video physical evidence of it happening.
This is crazy to me. He says, no such thing as a bad edit, is what he said on Hannah Brown's podcast. You got Vial now kind of coming at him. Vial has said similar things, but Vial here is taking this opportunity to position himself as the person on the right side of the no such thing as a bad edit comment by Wells Adams.
I know. I'm like, interesting.
Yeah, well, he does some more of that as we continue down the road with these Vial clips, but by the end of this, Wells Adams is literally defining what a bad edit is. He's saying, well, yeah, of course they could Frankenbite you, all the, you know, sometimes, and they could take a clip of you, you know, sit down and make it seem like you're trying to run away from somebody, but you know, that's a bad edit. When they take things out of context, or they create things out of nothing, out of syllables sometimes, of shit that you said in a whole other ITM or whatever, that's literally a bad edit. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, when they she's talking man for money, you know, like when someone is doing an impression yes. and you make it like they are spreading a rumor. Like, I mean, and even you see it even with Kat, who is obviously giving villainous footage.
Yes.
In total, like that seems clear, but they're still repeating the little Frankenbit mm-hmm. line, like, I don't really care. And they're just putting that on everything.
Yeah.
And then they're focusing on her hair twirls. You know, they're just like, they're only showing these parts of her that are just like, I don't know.
And not to mention, there's a part of this bad edit thing that Wells doesn't get. And Vial brings it up in one of these other clips a little bit later in this conversation. But also part of the bad edit is choosing to include those things in the edit at all. If they want to get rid of all of that Kat shit and give her a hero mm-hmm. edit, they can do that. We know that this has happened. Like a good example of it, one that I always hold in the back of my mind anyway, is Rachel Lindsay getting into a fight mm-hmm. with Vanessa Grimaldi in season 21 of Bachelor that was completely omitted because they knew she was going to be their bachelorette and they didn't want to have that bad footage of her. So they just didn't put it in the show. And that's a good edit. So there is this idea that if you're not getting a good edit, you can be getting the bad edit. And if they want to not use any of the bad edit footage, they don't have to. They can give you a good edit. So even the choice to just include your bad stuff, whether they Frankenbite you or not, or shoot you out of context or not, just the choice to mm-hmm. include it is a bad edit in and of itself.
Yeah. And I mean, in that Brittany Galvin example, she didn't do anything villainous on screen. She still got a bad edit because there's a rumor spread about her. So
totally. Because then the rumor becomes maybe true. And now, oh my God, there's this woman who's entertaining men for money and she's in the player pool. Well, that's got to be for the wrong reasons, right? And now she's a villain too, through completely fabricated idea.
And any job she ever applies to, the person is going to have to investigate, was this person actually a sex worker?
Exactly. Exactly. As Katie Thurston said in her brilliant ambiguous title that season, there is a rumor going around that could ruin someone's life. God, that was such a brilliant title. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's move on. We have another clip here from the Vial Files. This is from the same episode with Wells Adams. In this clip, Vial doesn't let the issue rest. Hmm. He presses the issue, citing Thomas Jacobs as evidence of a villain being created from thin air. I don't know where Vial is getting this new Vial, but I'm liking it. Let's let's take a listen.
You think it's hard for the show to create a villain out of nothing?
Yeah, like it's.
Have you met Thomas? Becca?
Yeah, yeah, of course. And I loved him.
Yeah.
And yeah, he.
He was called a narcissist.
For sure. But here's the thing.
He was called a terrible person.
But he did say that stuff about like. He said, I thought about that I could become the Bachelor next. which
he got asked a question by his castmates, and it was positioned and framed in a way that made him come across with the help of music to make it seem like his intentions were to become the bachelor, not to date Katie.
He said something that he shouldn't have said, even though maybe everyone's thinking.
No,
that.
I get all that. But
so but that's the thing. Like, yeah, of course, like with, I guess, sound and like editing around things. But he did say that thing, and then people were able to jump on that. And so that's what I'm saying is, like, it wasn't that they were able to, like, Frankenbite some audio of him saying that, but he never actually said it. And that was the genesis of his, like, villain edit, was that he was there for the wrong reasons because really he wanted to become the Bachelor.
Yeah, but which was just factually untrue. And yeah, the show made it seem like that was true, which is, like, the point of it. Like, that's a bad edit.
Dang, Wells is going hard in the paint. Well, he did actually say that line.
Yeah. But also, like, there's so many levels to this. The first one is, like, thinking that you could possibly be the Bachelor, that is a possibility after being in the player pool, like, in your rookie season on a Bachelorette. Thinking that is such a crime in this game that it warrants a villain edit, or that is a villainous play. That alone, just at, like, premise level, I think is wrong. I know that it's correct in the context of the game.
Even though we know that some seasons they have a social media person say, one of you might be the next Bachelor.
Yes, exactly. They plant that idea, and I'm sure that the producers helped. Yes, it was a cast member who asked him that, but I'm sure the producers helped fuel that in an ITM. I don't remember who asked him that specifically, but they probably told that player, go out there and ask him if he's thought about being the Bachelor, because they heard him saying it in his ITM. They've orchestrated most of this, you know. But then we start to descend into these levels. So then Wells Adams is saying, well, he did say that, and that is a villain. If you are thinking about being the Bachelor, you are a villain. Then Vial swoops in and is like, yeah, but that's a bad edit because it's factually untrue. Again, this is a new Vial. I ain't ever seen this Vial. This is definitely a Sauce Wars Vial. There's no sour grapes here. Andy Dorfman took things from him. There's no sour grapes. There's no when I was the Bachelor here. This is just a factual, unrelenting, not letting Wells Adams off the hook for this comment he made about there not being no such thing as a bad edit that he said on the Beast podcast.
I like it.
I love it too. Unfortunately, he will shift back to the great one we know and love by the end of this Digging Deeper.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, whatever episode it is, he's got to do a different one. He's got to be devil's advocate of whoever the guest is.
Yes.
I think that this is fascinating and, like, kind of shows you the mind of a producer.
Yeah.
Of just like, oh, yeah, well, I mean, he did give him that footage. He did give him that one line when it's like you could have literally it's impossible. You'd have to say zero words. And even then, you'd probably still get a villain edit on the show. Like, there's no way to never say a single sentence that can't be taken out of context.
Correct. This is why I am a huge advocate for my nuclear fool strategy. You go into the situation claiming to not even know it was a TV show, that your sister, your friend, whoever signed you up for it said, this is a great way to meet your soulmate. You just thought it was a weird dating thing where 30 people date one woman and you are in for it. Then you show up, surprised that there are TV cameras, surprised at what a group date is or a one-on-one, knowing nothing about the game strategy. Then when you're asked, have you thought about being the Bachelor? You say, what's that? And you make that person explain to you that there is a counter show to The Bachelorette where it's one man dating 30 women and your mind is blown. Of course, I've never thought about that. I didn't even know that was a show.
That's how you get out of it.
That's the strategy here.
Perfect strategy.
You claim ignorance. Wait, what's television again? You're telling me they can broadcast images over the airwaves? All right. Let's move on here. We have we've come midpoint to this Vial Files with Gus Wells Adams. In this next clip, the great one and Wells dig even deeper into the subject of good and bad edits and the nature of players blaming producers for their edits if they feel slighted. And this is where we start to see the great one peeking his head back out from the tea cellar, getting into those sour grapes a little bit. I think you're really going to enjoy this clip. Here we go. If you want to hear this clip and the rest of these clips, and believe me, you do, especially the Howie Mandel, Nick Viall, great acknowledgement clips, if you haven't already heard those, you're just going to go to patreon.com/gameofroses. Join us here deep in the bottom of the pit. Get access to the rest of this episode, all of our Digging Deepers, our live show that we do half an hour before game time every week, all the Pace Case Palapas, all the Clues Corners, all the Dark Seekers Dungeons.
Ad-free episodes. Literally anything you could imagine.
I believe until December 1st, you can also get a code on our Patreon that gives you $10 off our entire Etsy store, which includes the 2023 Gornament, aka Gore Holiday Ornament, which includes the When I Was a Bachelor Sour Grapes t-shirt that we now got in there. It includes a wide variety of things. There's a bunch of stuff. $10 off.
Anything you could want.
You can't beat it.
I mean, just try it out, you know? Get your Gornament, try out the Patreon for a month. I guarantee you'll love it.
Well, you can't argue with a guarantee like that. So we hope to see you in the bottom of the pit very soon.
It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit. You can get it in and dig around in all this content. It's the pit. Come on, admit you want to eat up all these tasty tidbits. It's the pit. There's room enough to fit everyone who wants to come in. It's the pit.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.